Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. His glory is available to every person on the earth. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Jesus, thank you for everything that you have done and are doing. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we know Him because of Jesus Christ. Everything because of Jesus, and everything is about Jesus, because God Almighty loves the world and has given His Son to the world. Amen. The chief end of man is to know Him. The man was born to fellowship with God. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. First, I want to just get in prayer for Israel. Lord, Father God, we pray for Israel. Send out laborers. Holy Spirit, send out laborers. Continue to send out laborers to Israel to win souls, to build up the body of Christ. We pray for those four ministries that I've mentioned before. One for Israel, Jews for Jesus, Tree of Life, Jonathan Kahn, and other ministries. Just amen. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This series, I'm keeping it general because we need to focus on the glory of the Lord. That's the answer. What's the answer? What's the key? The Lord Himself and His glory. Nothing else. Many, many other things distract us and keep us from that, from Him. I want to just try to, in as short a time as possible, summarize one point I tried to make yesterday. When we say these things like, the answer is the glory of the Lord Jesus, and He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being, many people would object and say, well, I don't see that in the Christian or Catholic Church at all. In fact, I see something way different. And so one of the reasons for that is because very few people get the glory of the Lord. Very few. And so we're not going to see often, most of the time, we won't see it. See that His glory and experience it. So we should never look at man. We should only fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. Also, a correction. I believe yesterday I mentioned, I spoke about the book, A Divine Revelation of Hell. And the overview is, this book is really anointed. It's very serious in many ways, but it also reveals God's great love and mercy. Okay, and there are 19 specific people that she visited, that Jesus visited and took Mary Baxter with Him to visit, and Jesus spoke to them, and we see in these 19 stories God's love and mercy, that He gave many of them many opportunities to repent. The correction is, I spoke about a man who was a minister on the earth. These are all tragic stories, okay? But this man, I had mistakenly applied a few things that actually happened to a woman who's in hell. I incorrectly had thought that those happened to that man in terms of God's offering chances to repent. So here's the correct statement. I just looked it up and reread it. This man was a minister on the earth, and he To make a long story short, he got, he was in ministry, but he's in hell now. So he was doing wrong things. Specifically, Jesus told him, I visited you myself to get you to repent, and you would not repent. So that, I had said that God sent people to him and then, you know, convicted him and sent people to him and then visited him himself. So the correct statement is that what I just said. This woman, this is on page 50 through 52, there's a woman in hell who, to summarize, I just reread it. It's really, I recommend reading this book, okay? That's the main thing. But this woman was not specifically in ministry, but Jesus called her to be in ministry. And he actually, I'll read some short, just some brief portions. I called you to come to me. I pleaded with you to get your heart right with me before it was too late. I visited you many times in the midnight hour to tell you of my love. I wooed you, loved you, and drew you to me by my spirit. And then just a little later, he says, I knew where your heart was. I often sent my messengers to tell you to repent of your sins and come to me, but you would not hear me. So we see here with this woman, God gave her many times to repent and just, you know, I mean, many times and convicted her, wooed her, loved her, drew her to himself by his spirit. So the overview is, even in this book about hell, we see God's great love and mercy and compassion, and he wants people to repent. He gives them time to repent. He's that's the first revelation of his character, merciful, gracious is the next one. You know, so glory to God forever. And how do we know this also? Let's just look at Jesus Christ. How wonderful this gospel is. If anyone wants to know what God is like, what's the gospel all about? Just look at Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, what a wonderful answer God, solution God has presented to the world. So wonderful. And to think that he is the express image of God's person, the brightness of his glory, the exact representation of God's nature. Amen. I mean, that's an eternal mystery. That could be the next series. The eternal mystery of the gospel. We could do another series called The Eternal Celebration. I want to try to keep these messages shorter rather than longer. Get in content. How do we receive this? Well, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. That, of course, is the first commandment, the greatest commandment that Jesus said, but also the second commandment like it. Love others as you love yourself. We need to forgive. And have that broken and contrite spirit, humble spirit, penitent heart, which a revelation of repentance is that it is joy-filled. That's what a great man of God recently mentioned that, and that's really fascinating. We think of repentance as, oh, this is going to be so hard, and it's, you know, we got to get sackcloth and ashes and beat ourselves up. Repentance is joyous because when we find Jesus, everything becomes a celebration. I do believe that. The Holy Spirit can reveal that to us. And it's through when we meet him, we realize the celebration. That's the key. You know, here's something interesting. I'll try to finish with this. People in the world, they're celebrating in different ways, aren't they? You know, they're having fun, seeking happiness through all these different things. They're just celebrating in the wrong way. Jesus offers a true celebration, the true celebration that man was born to do, which is to know him and to experience his glory. We know it's difficult on the earth, and we know, man, you know, there are many, many things that can distract us from the glory of the Lord. But I just think such a key, when we find him, his glory on that 1 to 10 scale is infinity. And then that's how we know him personally, but also that's how we can do ministry, real ministry for him. Amen. Not ministry where we're trying to do it on our own. We're the vessel, and he does it through us. Amen. Amen.